Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Alan Levy Show at blogtalkradio.com. Be prepared to call in now and chat with Alan and his very special guest right here at blogtalkradio.com. With no more further ado, please welcome your host, Mr. Alan Levy.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to the Alan Levy Show on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to welcome everyone to the show tonight, and I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year, a happy and healthy new year. It's been a great year for all of us, and I hope all of you, and we're really looking forward to what 2007 is going to bring. And we have a special show tonight. Esther Goldberg is here tonight, a very special guest. We're honored to have Esther, and she'll be joining us momentarily on the Alan Levy Show. Once again, we'll be taking calls tonight, and if you'd like to call into my show, you can reach us by calling 347-677-0649. That's 347-677-0649. And Amy Domestico is on the line. Amy, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Excellent. Terrific. Well, thanks for joining me tonight. And this is the inaugural, this is the breakout show for 2007, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's the breakout show for Esther Goldberg also.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Well, Esther's going to be on any moment. We're going to have a nice chat with Esther and see what's going on in her land. So, Mike, you said Mike is also on. Should we?
I think that's Mike Sansone on the line.
Okay.
I think.
Well, why don't we bring Mike on in a few minutes and we'll introduce Esther. Esther, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Alan, how are you?
How are you, Esther?
A nice Jewish boy. How lovely to start my new year off.
Who knew? Yeah, you know what? Well, how'd you know I was Jewish, by the way? Was it the picture or the name?
Well, you know, I looked and I realized Levy had nothing to do with water.
Levy?
No. Levy.
It's nothing
to do. I know.
Esther, come on. How many Levies do you know? You must know Levies in your time.
I'm trying to entertain the Gentiles too, Alan, who would probably pronounce it Levy. That's why if you go to my website, if you know, I have to spell my name two different ways.
I have a little problem with that. So for our audience, please, please.
Alan Levy.
Well, that's Levy. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
That's not what's most important. What I want them to understand is Esther Goldberg. But it's not Esther with an H, is it?
No, it's like Barbara. You know, she took, you know, Barbara Streisand, she took like a couple of letters out and made it like really fancy. That's what I did.
Okay.
Same thing. So, you ever notice that? That crazy woman, that's what she did.
So, when you grew up at one point, you said Esther without an H. I mean, did you complain to your parents and say, how did that happen?
No, not at all. I just said they woke up one morning and thought that they made the mistake. I said, no, it's been E-S-T-E-R all this time, Mother. And she was like, senile, God rest her soul.
She was senile. Well, Esther, thank you very much for being on my show tonight.
I'm so excited, all the way from Hollywood to Connecticut.
Oh, awesome. Where are you? You're calling in from Connecticut right now?
No, I said, I'm calling from Hollywood. Alan, I wish this was TV. I'd go, how many fingers am I holding up here? Alan, I said, I'm calling from Hollywood to Connecticut.
Oh, I see, because I'm in New Jersey.
I'm in Connecticut.
Yeah, Amy Domestico's from Connecticut. I'm not back.
Oh, you're in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Then I forgive you. Okay, good. That's better.
No, it's Jersey.
Jersey.
Did you say the Jersey Boys, by the way?
I have not. Only on the Today Show.
Oh, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
I heard it's fabulous.
So, this audience on Blog Talk Radio and MySpace.
I love this, by the way. This is so exciting. I can't believe you can be a radio star from your home.
It's true. You could do it in your pajamas.
I didn't do that. You know, I was on the radio for 4.5 years in Nashville.
Nashville?
There were seven of us. I was number seven.
You didn't even have enough for a minion.
I know. Oh, I swear to God, I was. I was on Star 105.9, Star 106. I was on there for 4.5 years. It was Terry, Chris, and Esther in the morning. We were the number two morning show.
You were the number two morning show in Nashville?
Mm-hmm.
That's unbelievable.
I know. This country hick had the number one show, the House Foundation.
Well, let me ask you, what were the topics you covered? I mean,
in Nashville, it was hysterical. I would like to explain to these crazy little rednecks that Hanukkah is not the Jewish Christmas, boys and girls. It's all about the oil and all this fun stuff. And I would explain everything to these lunatics.
Oh, that's incredible.
And these parents would, and I was not allowed to say certain things. Like, they would get upset. I'd go, what the hell are you talking about? They bleep me. Because
well,
it was children.
How was your social? I mean, were you, when was this, by the way? How many years ago?
I stopped in 1999.
Oh,
I was there.
Are you married? Can we get a little background on Esther? Give us a little background on Esther. And by the way, this is Esther Goldberg. I don't even know how to present you.
I'm the international glamour puss. I am the international glamour puss of all media.
The international glamour puss of all media. Okay,
that's
very
good.
We have our own very own glamour puss now.
Terrific.
Yes. Awesome. Yes, you have your very own unglamorous, Alan. Tell that to the folks. What part of Jersey
now,
are you in?
Now, are the internet. Okay, you're an international star, of course.
They're trying to get me to come to London right now to do my show, because, you know, my big show is opening in Hollywood February the 9th.
Yes, I heard that, at the Comedy Store.
Yeah, I'm in the main room. You know, they don't just bring little people into the main room. It's
right.
Like a big star room.
Well, that's unbelievable. That's
so my Jew ass is going to be on stage with a 9-piece orchestra. Mm. It's fabulous.
Well, I think it's excellent. But before we get to the show, I do want to talk to you, by the way, about the show. Let's talk a little about Esther.
Let's talk about my husband.
I want to understand where are you from? Like, where are you from? Are you from
Long Island? Didn't you read the bio, Amy? Didn't you give him the bio information?
You're not from Long Island. It's impossible. Nobody grew up. No one was born in Long Island. They only moved there.
Well, you know, my family was retarded. I mean, my parents came over on the boat, and they actually met getting off the boat at Liberty Island. Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
They really did. The Lipschitz. They were so
the Lipschitz.
They met. Yes. That was my former name. I married a Goldberg.
Oh, I see.
But they got off the boat at Liberty. This is a true story. They got off the boat at Liberty Island and then got back on the wrong boat. They ended up on the Manhattan Circle Tour. And they were zipping around Manhattan for 3.5 days. They were the first circle jerks, believe it or not, my family.
Yeah.
And so then I have my sister and a brother. And that's how I ended up there. So I wasn't born there.
Where in Long Island did you grow up?
I don't want to give out my personal information.
Well, was it Nassau County?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I figured around the Five Towns area. I kind of thought you were maybe Queens, just a little, you know, wasn't
you? We were very poor, Alan.
You were poor?
We were very poor. Hmm. Very poor.
What did your father do? What business was he in?
He liked to invent stuff.
You like what?
Hold on, there was somebody else beeping in. I'm on a radio show, don't you know that?
Okay, we have a call waiting issue, okay.
No, I'm not going to do that. I'm just like, they know I'm on the air.
Right, of course they do.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
But, born in New York, in
right.
Manhattan, Long Island. I love it so much. But
how often do you come back to this area?
I was there last summer, actually.
Incredible.
I was there last summer to see my sister Rose. She and her husband, they moved to Nashville when I did. They own a chain of mortuaries. They do. My sister Rose and her husband, Maury Schlockman, they own Schlockman's Funeral Home. And when I was in Nashville, I called up Rose one day. I said, Rose, you and Maury got to open up a funeral home down here. They're dropping like flies at the Grand Ole Opry. So they came down. I swear to God, the day Minnie Pearl's price tag hit the floor of the Opry, they made a fortune. Made a fortune.
I can't imagine. Schlockman is a Jewish cemetery. How are they making money in Nashville? There's only 7 Jews there.
Oh, no, the Jews don't. The Gentiles have no idea.
Oh, I see. They didn't call it Schlockman Mortuary. They had you more like a, you know, the some other name. That's not.
Yes, we had the most wonderful, comfortable, eternal lounge.
Oh,
there's
really?
Like 2 different cemeteries. You know how it all works out.
I see.
But anyway, so that I married very young.
You did? How young?
Very young. Oh, my God.
He swept you off your feet?
Swept me off of Coney Island. We met at Coney
really?
Island, believe it or not. Yes, we did. Herman Goldberg. I was like, I will just say that I was under the age of 16 and it was okay back then. Now they like send NBC and child predators after you if you date anybody that's
young. You met him at Coney Island? I mean, were you
yes,
there?
We did. Our eyes met, Alan. Our eyes met. He looked at me, I looked at him, and then we coined our money, put up money together, and we shared a foot-long hot tub.
Oh,
it was the only 12 inches we ever shared, Alan, I swear to God.
That's unbelievable.
I know.
You each
and then we fell in love.
One end of the hot dog and worked your way in.
That's what I did, Alan.
How did I know?
I just, because you could, and you do, and you're smart, and you're from Jersey.
Yeah, no, I grew up on Long Island, Esther, I have to admit. I have to tell you.
Here we go.
I was born in Queens, and I grew up in Long Island. I'm kind of just a resident of New Jersey.
Well, that's okay. I have friends there in Rumson.
Rumson. Well, that's not near. We're not there. But
you're not over in that foo-foo section?
Tell me what happened. You were under
my friends Bruce Springsteen and John Bon Jovi live in Rumson.
Oh, is that down south? Are you a fan of... What kind of musical taste do you like?
It depends on my mood. Mm-hmm. I mean, if I put a mood ring on, the damn thing would explode.
Oh, really?
I've got, like, terminal menopause.
Now, when is your... I mean, did you divorce or your husband pass?
Shortly after we got married, Herman Goldberg, he was like a tinkerer. He invented stuff, and he invented the first automated matzo ball maker. Swear to God.
That's unbelievable. You must be rich now.
Well, hold on.
It's okay. Take your time.
I just need to get a tissue here. Hold on. I thought I told you all to get the good tissue. Anyway,
don't worry about it. Take your time.
No, I was talking to the people here that I hire. Anyway, Alan, shortly after we met, we were like married within 2 weeks. You know, you could do that back then, and it meant something. And,
2 weeks? That was it? You mean you knew you loved him after 2 weeks?
I could look in his little beady eyes. I knew it. I just knew it was going to work. Anyway, Herman went to serve our country, and he joined the Navy, and it was World War II. Alan, World War II.
Unbelievable.
And he decided that he was going to go.
He was
a cook on a ship. He was a cook on a ship. In December 7th, 1947, 41, my entire life changed.
I mean, have you ever met another man since? I mean, that's a
there's nobody that could ever replace Herman. Herman, my husband froze to death in Hawaii, Alan. He didn't die on the ship.
Oh, I thought he died in war. He was on
if you let me finish the story, Alan, I'll tell you.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I get very emotional. And I get sort of forgetful where I'm at.
Yeah.
But he went to serve the country. He would, like, every single morning, my dear husband, Herman, would cook for the seamen. 797 seamen, I mean sailors. He would make pancakes, and he would invent matzo ball pancakes. They were awesome. The crew loved them. December 7th, everything changed. There was a little buzz in the air, and that's when those Asian people bombed Pearl Harbor. When everything went down, everybody went running on the ship. And what happened was Herman grabbed his little ladle and his little spatula, ran down the hall and went into this door. The door slammed shut. It was the walk-in freezer. For 5 days, Alan, my little husband Herman was stuck in the walk-in freezer. They opened the door 5 days later. And my little husband had managed to crawl to the very top of 2.5 tons of Oscar Mayer bacon. Alan, my huge husband died on 2.5 tons of pork. We had to bring the rabbi in to do this whole ceremony and remove the body. But when they sent him back and they sent me to the lawyer's office, he left everything to me, of course, and they offered me a whole hell of a lot of money. I had made so much freaking money, Alan, on the matzo ball maker when I sold the patent. I was set for the rest of my life.
Oh, boy. Not to mention, you probably had as much bacon as you'd want the rest of your life.
I could have it. You know, Jews secretly love bacon.
Of course they
They do. It's like, you can't have it. Go to a bar mitzvah.
But
they
so
have more remarkable.
Okay, so I understand. This is just, first of all, what a devastating thing. But in all these years, you must have married again. I mean, I know you
met people. I had Ramona, the last
Ramon? Season.
Ramona.
A woman with Ramon? Was your mother alive when you went out with Ramon?
Well, it was when Cuba was a fun place. I had to go someplace. You know, the war had ended, then the Korean War came, and I had more money to burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so
you went
I met
to Cuba, and you found Ramon.
I went, it was right with Batista and the whole gang. Yes, but that was about it.
That's it.
That was it. My heart has forever belonged to
her. Well, let me ask you now that you're here, tell her what you think about people like Britney Spears or Paris Hilton.
Oh, they're flashes in the pan. I remember the days when people had talent. Do you remember that? Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis. Do you remember when Judy Garland, what happened? There used to be a time when you in show business and you had to learn to tap dance and sing and you learned choreography and you knew your lines and you were a star. And now it's like, okay, let's not wear underwear and get on the cover of People magazine.
Yeah.
Woo! I don't get it.
I know.
It's like, let's go smoke a crack pipe. Wee!
Yeah, terrible.
I mean,
terrible.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
and I give them credit. I mean, Paris, the little bitch, she's got more money than God.
So who do you like out there? I mean, who are your biggest fan? Like, who do you look up to? A Barbie Streisand you mentioned, you probably just love.
She is God. She is God. She is a goddess. Yes, she is. You know, different people have come to see my show. I was doing the workshops for my show this summer in this little place in Hollywood called the M Bar. It's a little comedy place. So trying the show. You know what workshopping is, Alan?
Yeah, workshopping.
It's when you like,
you
workshop your show. What happens is you don't just like open up on Sunset Boulevard in the comedy store.
Right.
You workshop your show. You try out material. And, you know, you don't advertise it heavily. You just get people to come and word of mouth. The next thing I know, I'm workshopping for 5 weeks, this big show that we're doing. And people like Fran Dresser, Bruce Vilant, all these people start, you know, the nanny, Fran.
Yeah.
They start showing up, and all these stars are coming to see my show. It's unbelievable. But, I mean, as far as people I look up to the kids that, like, work. The Leonardo DiCaprios of the world.
Right. Let me ask another question for you. I don't know if you're a you know, I just have to throw it out there. So I hope you don't mind.
I'll throw it out there.
I've seen pictures of you, and you're very charming. You have a very charming appeal.
Right.
Let me tell you.
Thank you.
I've seen a picture with you and Laura Bush. I'd like to hear a little about that.
That was Washington, D.C. You know, they named a day after me. I was honored by the city of Washington.
What do you mean? What's that name?
December the 2nd, 2003, the city, our nation's capital, declared it Esther Goldberg Day for December the 2nd.
Oh.
Because I helped raise $250,000 worth of money in 1 year for different charities.
That's unbelievable. And that was every year, every December 2nd, Esther Goldberg Day?
Every December 2nd, Esther Goldberg Day.
That's
in Washington, the nation's capital.
I mean, just in D.C. or everywhere?
No, just, well, it's Washington, D.C., which is the nation's capital, so I guess we could, by default, say it's everywhere.
Right. Now, one of the things that I noticed is you wear, you know, I mean, I wouldn't say a lot of makeup, but you certainly put yourself together well. And if anyone would like to see, why don't you, what's your MySpace? You're on MySpace, aren't you?
I am I'm in the top 50 MySpace profiles. I'm number 16 out of 145 million people.
Number 16?
Number 16.
That's unbelievable.
I know. Isn't that a trip?
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
And then I just signed the deal with Zannel.com. Do you know who they are?
No, actually, Zannel, you know what? Is it a mobile phone, something?
Zannel is going to be the YouTube of 2007.
No. We are.
Well, besides you, because I'm going to have a radio show on your network.
Okay.
They're different. They're not competition. They're
I know.
They are actually, Alan, going to be fabulous people to help us.
Really?
So Zannel is mobile to mobile. For instance, you'll get a web page like MySpace or YouTube like you have, and then you have you can put your videos and your pictures and everything on your space. But with Zannel, you just push a button, send it to your cell phone, and you can send a video or pictures to anyone anywhere in the world with a cell phone. And then that person can get the video and send it to another person. So everybody's just sending videos and pictures all over the place with their phones.
Now, you're the spokesperson for Zanel?
Yes, I am.
Oh.
They're sponsoring my show at the Comedy Store.
Well, congratulations.
And then they're sending...
Let me ask you a question. You know, MySpace, of course, has got, what, 140 million profiles.
Damn.
Most of them are young. And I wonder, you're probably, what, around 38, 39 years old?
What? Thank you, Alan.
Let me
tell you something. Let's just say I write down 73.
You write.
But let's just say that I have another sponsor, the Beverly Hills Plastic Surgeon. com. Swear to God.
Beverly Hills 90210. Was that?
Beverly Hills Plastic Surgeons Group is another one of my sponsors.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's.
I swear to God, Alan, you think I'm making this shit up? I'm not making this up.
I could tell. I've seen your work, and you really have. You're really a poster child, a poster person for these.
Well, that's why Sandal said they wanted me. They go, your demos go from 12-year-olds to 80-year-olds. I mean, you know what? It's really funny. The other day, last week, I had this cute, sweetheart little girl, and she was like 13 years old. And you're not supposed to be 13. You're supposed to be 14. And she writes me. She goes, "Dear Esther, my daddy is sitting here with me, and she's a little singer. She's like in some podunk town in the middle of God knows where, in the middle of like Wyoming or something."
Yeah.
And so the little girl writes me. I swear to God, she writes this letter. She goes, "Dear Esther, my father looked at your site and saw your MySpace and said it was okay if I added you. He's here with me a lot to watch what I look at on the internet, and I just wanted to know if it's okay if I add you and it would be all right." So I'm thinking to myself, okay. So I wrote back and I said, "Dear Missy," or whatever who her name was, and I said, "Listen, sweetie, I really appreciate the fact that your father said it was okay, but I think your father needs to look at my site just a little bit closer, because I can't control some of the content that some people leave on my comments."
Right.
So if it might offend you and it might not be ready for your little virgin ears. Well, you know what? Her father wrote back and said, "Esther, thank you so much, because I didn't really go past your first comment page." And then there was like a donkey and a Tijuana stripper or something in one of the pictures.
Oh, it's very racy, your MySpace page?
Oh, these people try to shock me.
But you can't be shocked so easily, can you?
Never, I'm never shocked, Alan.
You're not, no.
Never shocked.
Now, what is your MySpace page, please? Tell everybody.
It's myspace.com/Esther, E-S-T-E-R.
I see.
Now, about that thing with the Esther, you know, the queen.
Now, we have a call. Would you like to take a call from one of your listeners here?
Sure.
Well, let's give this a shot. 617, you're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Alan. How are you?
How are you?
It's Jim Loletta. How you doing?
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Great. Esther, how are you, love?
I'm fine, Jim. Where are you from?
I'm calling from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm a fellow comedian and a huge admirer of yours.
Are you serious? Really?
And Jim is the host on Blog Talk Radio, in fact.
Oh, my gosh. So you saw my – I sent out a bulletin. Is that what you saw?
Yes, I did. Well, I actually hit you up as a friend request because somebody turned me on to you. And you were kind enough to take my friend request, and you're on the show tonight. And you're a hot ticket.
Oh, thank you. See, Alan, I sent out a bulletin because Amy called me and said they were going to pull the plug if I didn't.
See, well, there you go. It worked.
Isn't this awesome? Isn't this an awesome thing? This radio blog.
It's fantastic. You're going to have a lot of fun with it. And
I think I had about 30 responses from people when I sent it out about 10 minutes before we went on the air.
Oh, really?
So,
fantastic.
So Jeff, where do you perform, dear?
Well, I used to live out in L.A. I used to perform at the Comedy Store.
So you know how great it is to do the main room, huh?
Oh, yes. I was actually a regular in the main room until I went away for a week, then Mitzi forgot who I was, and that was the end of that.
Well, she's been a lot these days, God bless her.
How is she doing?
Well, the Parkinson's is creeping up a little bit heavier these days. But she was so excited about the show because, you know, I don't know if you know this, Alan, and Jeff can tell you this. Do you know the Comedy Store, before it was the Comedy Store, was Ciro's.
That's right.
Ciro's one of the most famous supper clubs in the country. That's where Sammy Davis Jr., was discovered there. Frank Sinatra used to beat the shit out of people there.
I was going to say, supper club is a fancy word for mafia hideout.
Well, okay, well, there we go. All right, I wasn't going to go there, but the mafia owned the place. They have ghosts there. They have ghosts there.
I used to get the willies every time I stood. You know where the door is with the grate that leads down to the cellar?
Right.
In the back? I used to get the worst shivers, chills up my spine when I used to stand in that spot.
People, I swear to God, the place is haunted. And they said, when the place closes at 2 or 3 in the morning, and if you're there by yourself, the phone will ring from an unknown destination.
Yeah.
But the mob used to kill people there, and they used to perform abortions in the basement.
Oh, boy.
I mean, the mob, that was where they told Sammy Davis Jr., you can't stop Kim Novak anymore, or they're going to break your leg or cut your you-know-what off. But, isn't that amazing?
That's amazing. It's quite a historic landmark, the Comedy Store, and I'm glad you're doing well there, and I'm glad you're doing well in general. You do a lot of wonderful things for a lot of people, and God bless you.
Well, thank you, darling. Send me an email, Jim. I'll write you back.
Oh, absolutely. And could you leave a message for Michael? I saw him on your MySpace.
Yes.
Michael Arrington was his name?
We don't talk about him. He's like my manager. But
I know. I saw him on your MySpace, and he did the most unbelievable Paulin impression. I just wanted
you to know for me. He's trying to steal my thunder.
Yeah, they do. They only steal from the best. Huh?
Well, maybe someday we'll get him on.
You know what? I try. He's my manager. We don't. It's like Colonel Tom Parker and Elvis. You know, we're never in the same place at the same time.
Yeah, I skipped along, and I happened on his profile and saw a wonderful Paul Lynn thing that he does. But anyways, God bless
you. Anyway, thanks for calling, Jim.
Good luck in the show.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
See, to learn, Alan?
Your fans are calling in from all over the country.
Isn't that fabulous? Boston is still up.
So let me understand something here. So you're doing the comedy. So what's your shtick? I mean, you don't even have a
shtick. My shtick is this. I am proving to people that it doesn't matter how old you are in this world. You can do anything you want.
Right.
Anything. And I decided that, I've always liked, I call it my Lucy syndrome. I've always wanted to, like, play on stage. And I've always sung at parties and bar mitzvahs and whatever. You know, when there's a piano, there I am. Mm-hmm. So I decided that, you know what? What the hell? I got more money than God. I don't have to do anything. I'll do my own show. So I started singing and doing this show back in Washington, D.C., and I was at the Ritz-Carlton off the DuPont Circle. That's where I did my show every Friday night. If you go on my website, you'll see the pictures of the fabulous chandeliers. Beautiful show.
Mm-hmm.
All the Jews came from Bethesda. They loved me. And anyway, damn Chevy Chase. They tip well.
Now, what do you do what do you do to relax? I mean, with your schedule, you must be so busy. I can't even imagine where do you go? Do you go to, like, do you go to Florida, by the way, in the winter?
I go to Boca, yeah.
You do go to Boca, you too.
Do a lot of, I was just there a couple weeks ago, but I'm back now.
Mm-hmm.
But because we're, like, in total rehearsal. There are so many rehearsals. My director is a wonderful gentleman named John Hall.
Mm-hmm.
He was the head of theater and music at UCLA for the past 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
And my musical director is a young little gentleman, Dr. Daniel Gary Busby, who's the head of music at UC Irvine. And then my band is called orchestra is the Archibald Leeches. Do you love it? And it's a 9-piece little mini orchestra.
You have an orchestra that travels with you?
Well, what happens is I have the band that lives here. These are my boys.
Oh, the boys. Your peeps.
My peeps, yeah. I got my peeps here. But anyway, so I got my little peeps, and we all play together. But when we travel, actually, they've been talking about sending us out on a tour. But
a tour where? Nationwide?
All around the country. Because I'm getting ready to go to Sundance, and they're going to make a big splash there. And we're going to be promoting my show at Sundance and the fact that I'm interviewing all the stars for Zannel.com.
Oh, that's awesome. Hey, maybe you could do something for Blog Talk Radio out in Sundance.
Well, I might be able to,
A live broadcast.
That might work.
Think about it.
It might work. It might work. Because I'm out on the streets. I'm actually bringing out the mink, honey. I got the full-length mink. And swear to God, there's no PETA bitches there. So they're not going to be hitting me with any red paint and stuff.
But
so
the weather, the mink, come on. I mean, the weather's been so mild. I mean, how are you going to, where's Sundance, by the way? In Aspen?
It's in Park City, Utah.
Oh, I see.
God, but you need to get out.
Are you a skier, by the way?
Huh? No, I gave that up in the 80s.
Yeah.
Oh, scare. No. I'm just kidding with you, Alan.
Okay.
Alan's like, Amy, why did you book her?
No, you're a pleasure. You know, you're a pleasure, I have to say.
Well, thank you, doll. I'm not a skier. I'm more of a hot rum toddy bitch who sits in the ski lodge looking at cute young guys. It's really quite.
What do you look for in a man? Would you please tell me? Because we have a lot of people here, and they expressed interest. But let's see. We take one more call here. 786. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Aunt Esther.
Yes.
Hi, it's Mickey. Model messenger on MySpace.
Then who is this?
Nick from MySpace.
Nick? Nick.
Yes.
Do you have a friend Nick from MySpace?
Nick. Are you the one that sends all those nasty texts every morning?
I think I might be.
Oh, my God. Nick, oh, my God. I blushed some mornings. Alan, this young man.
I have a million friends. I mean, if you remember Nick, then that's pretty incredible.
Did I not remember who you were,
Nick? You did.
Thank you. He sends all these. Sometimes I can't put them on. But, you know, it's like I have to put on.
Nick, what are you sending her?
Oh, the question before us is, where's her clitoris? Things like that.
It's just really scary. Yeah.
With Alan, well, we can do whatever we want because it's the Internet, right?
Yeah. Well,
they're not going to clamp. I mean, listen, I'm not going to show my left tit like Janice Jackson, that little bitch. No, I'm not going to do that.
Nick is back into his little crevice he came from, so I don't
know. Did he leave?
Well, so Nick is, there's some nasty stuff on MySpace. I mean, do you get unsettled by what's going on over there?
Well, not really. I don't really have that bad of stuff. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
Did Nick leave us?
Nick is off now, yeah. So
oh, okay.
He just send his regards to you and thank you for being such a good friend.
God bless you. God bless you, Nick. Next time, say goodbye, damn it. Jeez.
Try the 515.
515. Let's see who we got. 515. You're 515. You're on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Mike Sansoni. How are you?
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Mike Sansoni.
Yeah, and I appreciate this. Has been such a great show. I've learned so much. I always thought it was Levy, but now I know it's.
It's Levy.
How is it?
Are you Italian, Sansoni?
I'm Sicilian, actually.
Oh, I'm attaccio di alla Madonna. I swear to God, that's lovely.
I always thought it was gentle, but now I'm hearing gentile.
Gentle. So, well, you are gentle too, Mike. That's true.
I appreciate the education, and Esther, I just love watching you on TV and listening to you.
Aww.
And if you ever get a haircut, you know, we have the same shade of hair, but I got this big vacant.
You have red hair too?
Yeah, but there's this one spot in the back of my head, and it's vacant. So if you ever get a haircut.
They have this new shit you can buy. You just spray it right on there. And plugs are looking really good, I'm telling you. They take the plugs from the they take hair from the front and plug it in the back. I met this director. So Michael, where are you?
I'm in Iowa.
You're in Iowa.
Yeah.
So tell me, did you all get part of that blizzard?
No, we got none of it.
Really?
It passed us right up.
Wow.
So Mike is just so you know, Esther, he's a very we've been on the phone. This is our third time today we've been speaking.
It's been a long day.
Mike,
really? In Hollywood, you would be married by now.
I'm sorry. Mike is
either that or you'd be smoking a cigarette going, so you're on the fourth call.
Mike is he's a host. He did a show this morning, in fact, on Blog Talk Radio. And
really?
He's a noted blogger, business, marketing. He built communities on AOL, and I mean, he could probably build an entire community around you, Esther.
I bet you could.
And it wouldn't be hard just by saying your name and putting your picture out there.
Aw, bless your heart.
What are you doing on MySpace?
What am I doing on MySpace?
No, look at what you're doing on MySpace.
MySpace got me, believe it or not, MySpace and the Internet. I want to say MySpace helped, but it's basically harnessing the Internet. And I thought to myself, I didn't know a floppy from a hard drive, 5 years ago. I swear to God. I mean, I thought it was something in one of those weird little magazines. But I have learned all about RAM. I've learned all about, you know, how much gigabyte space I've got. I've learned how to forward emails. But I just learned that I had nothing else to do, and I sure as hell wasn't going to put my Jew ass in a freaking Leisure World place. So I figured, what the hell, I'm going to learn this. And I found I meet all these wonderful children, these kids. They love me.
You're like the grandmother of the MySpace.
I am America's grandma is what they've been calling me. Mm-hmm. Isn't that amazing? I did this Passover. There's another internet company called 88 Fly. You ever heard of it?
No,
88 Slide, and I did their Passover special.
88 Slide? Is that the average age of the member?
Oh, I just got an email from the Xanel folks. Hey, Michael, thanks for touting Xanel.
Mm.
Oh, how fabulous.
Excellent. That's great. So
I just screwed up. Hope nobody was just listening to what I just said. Hold on. Like, Michael, can we go for the fourth round right now?
Well, Michael, thank you for calling, and I appreciate that. Do you have any other questions for Esther? She's obviously...
I call people. If you're out there, pick up the frickin' phone and call. This is free.
If I can ask one other question, when's your show starting on Blog Talk Radio so I could erase my schedule? What's that?
Here's what's happening. I was talking to the dear, beloved Amy, who is supposed to, I'm supposed to do like this test thing, you know, where I call up and go, all right, we're on the air, so that I know what the hell I'm doing.
Right.
Because when I did morning radio, all I did was talk into the microphone. And now I'm in the situation where I got to go, what the hell? So I've got to figure it out here. I didn't have to, like, adjust sound levels, and I want to have music. So I was asking Amy, I go, how do I get my music? And have little intros and entrees.
We do that. We do all that.
I know. Amy was explaining, but she keeps, I mean, she's good at what she does. Just like, Esther, when are you calling? When are you calling? I said, what kind of time? I mean, right now I'm in the middle of all this stuff, but very soon, like, I would like say in the next week or so.
Well, wow. I'm going to keep checking so that I can erase my schedule.
Don't erase your schedule because don't they have podcasts? Can't you listen to archive shows?
You know, I want to be able to laugh out loud and be on the phone at the same time because if I'm doing it in the car or something, people are going to think I'm weird. I'm not from Iowa.
Let me tell you something, Michael. I haven't done it in the car in so long. I don't know, but it's okay. It happens.
They still do that in Iowa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you should stop by sometime.
Wow.
Anyway, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Well,
thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Yeah,
you call will. People. Thank call.
You. Yeah.
I'm a Jew in waiting. Hurry, call. Oh, it's so nice that people in San Francisco are listening to the blog. I'm so happy. That means they'll send me the rest of the money they owe me for my show. I'm so happy. God bless them. Okay, do you hear this, Steve Hoffman? Darlene and Adam, are you there in San Francisco? I love this. This is so much fun, Alan.
Well, that's
did you love the way
you could do these shows remotely. I mean, I think we're going to have to, you're going to have to call in on a show when you're you know.
Well, when I found out that you can actually make money doing this.
Well, we don't know yet.
Well, but I found out you could.
You could. You certainly could.
If you have sponsors, you don't think somebody's not going to sponsor my ass? I already got sponsors.
So what kind of sponsors? I mean, you have, obviously, Xanel's one. I mean, maybe some...
Yamaha. Yamaha's coming in.
Yamaha. Maybe like Harley-Davidson. You would be a perfect spokesperson for that.
Yeah, right. Little pit bitch. Here we go. Whoa. But no, Yamaha is supplying the Clavinova and a bunch of other stuff for us for the comedy store. Brand new. $1,000 Glavinova. It's fabulous.
Wow.
Of musical stuff. But yeah, they did my last
show. Who does your hair, by the way?
A little Mexican guy named Ruben. God bless him. A little queer. We love him. But, you know, I support everybody.
You do.
Little poof.
You're the Oprah of the comedy.
I'm the Jewish Oprah.
You're the Jewish Oprah.
I'm the Jewish Oprah. Yeah. I'm going to build a little home for underprivileged children in Queens when I get my 40 freaking million. And invite the world to come and see it.
Right. Well, I go all the way to South Africa when you could just do it right in Queens.
You know, I thought, Oprah, what the hell are you doing? No, I thought what Oprah did was great. God bless her.
Oh, that's an incredible story.
It is a wonderful story.
Do you
and her father still cuts hair in Nashville.
What about Dr. Phil? Do you...
Dr. Phil.
Yeah, what do you think of him?
I, you know, Mother, he's like always doing it. I don't get him.
You don't get him.
I don't get him. Now, I like the sex lady. Have you seen her?
Who is she?
The lady in Canada?
Dr. Laura? Was it Dr. Laura? No, I don't think I know
that. No, Dr. Laura was the other Jewish woman that hated gay people. Let's see. There was what's her name? Oh, God, she's
now,
are
you
with
the, you're
Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Do you remember her? That I love.
You
I know you're on the air. I can do an impression of her.
Okay.
I know you're on the air with Alan Levy. Today we're going to be talking about testicles.
Testicles.
I don't know. It's the first thing that popped into my head.
Well, let me tell you, you know, when we first launched this service, you know, we've only been up since August, Esther. I mean, this is.
Well, look at YouTube in 1 year.
Right, 18 months. I mean, that's pretty amazing. But when we first launched, we literally had 4 or 5 shows. We had 3 shows in a day. Maybe we had 5 shows for a day. And one of the shows was 2 guys with testicles. 2 guys with testicles was their show. Some kids.
Their show was called Testicles?
2 guys with testicles. That's the name of their show. So I called their show at night because, of course, I only had 3 shows. I called these guys up. I said, guys, you're on air. I mean, do you understand? I said, what's the show about? They said, nothing. I said, what do you mean nothing? He goes, no, 2 guys with testicles. We're just 2 guys with testicles. That was it, the whole show.
The whole show is about testicles. Well, I guess you might as well say they're nuts. They're freaking nuts.
So the content has really escalated. We're up to the point now where we've got, you know, more than 10 or 12 guys with testicles. So
get out of here. I'm sitting here. I got to share this with you. I'm sitting here. The little boy, I didn't recognize him. He says, wonderful talking, but I didn't get a chance to say goodbye, Esther. My headpiece went wonky and crapped out and said, oh, we just love this. I'm getting letters. Esther. Oh, you're great. Listening to you on the radio.
Okay, hold on. We got another call.
Okay.
Hold on, please. Hi, 248, you're on. I'm sorry I couldn't pick you up. Who you're on.
Hi, Esther. It's JJ. I'm so excited.
JJ! In Washington, right? Is Washington or Oregon?
Michigan.
Michigan.
You've got
Michigan.
Me. Michigan. Everyone I know is listening. We're so excited.
Are you kidding me? This is my little JJ?
Yes, from MySpace. And you know what? I'm going to make sure Brian listens to it in Afghanistan.
Oh, Alan, her special someone was Special Forces somewhere out there where there's lots of sand in the Middle East.
Okay.
Yes.
And I did a special MySpace greeting that went out to her little friend, Brian. I'm clumsy to touch just thinking about it.
I'm so excited.
Oh, and JJ is like one of my dear friends on MySpace.
Oh, that's
really
awesome.
Is. Yes. So you got everybody listening, honey?
Yes. Everyone in Little Michigan is listening right now, and we're just so excited. And my phone is going like crazy because.
Are you serious? And now you're all on the air. They're all going to be going, JJ, you're famous.
I feel like
you're talking to that crazy bitch on the phone. Oh my God.
But you have to tell everyone about the Esther greetings because they're so.
Oh,
exciting.
The Esther greetings. Yes.
Yes.
Did you know that I'm doing that out? That's what I did for
Let
her.
Me hear. I didn't hear it.
Well, I have another MySpace page, being the industrious bitch that I am, and the international glamour puss of all media, and I have this thing called Esther Greetings, and it's myspace.com/EstherGreetings,
okay.
And I do personal video messages for your MySpace page or your YouTube, and you can send them out to people. You make put it on your mind, like with JJ. I go, hi, this is Esther. You're on JJ's page. Take a look around. Look at the pictures. She's probably drinking again, and I do them for $30. $30, and I shoot them on video. They're all professionally mastered with lit lighting, and the people are buying them. But the most wonderful thing is it was basically a test market for my new company that's called RealGreetings.com that's coming out.
Really? You're very enterprising, you know.
I'm a Jew. What the hell do you think? I'm going to sit around here and do nothing, please. I have to take away civic money, Alan. Jeez, what are you sitting in Jersey and do? I know you don't sit there doing nothing. You're like me. You think.
Okay. So now what is Real Greeting Stock? I mean, JJ,
you've seen. Okay, it's the site is going to be launching in about 4 weeks.
Oh, boy.
But you know how they have eGreetings.com and Rock Beats and all that stuff where you can, like, you listening, JJ?
Yes, and it's amazing because.
But anyway, they have these sites where you can, like, download these little cards, right? And they're like all these boring animated crap. Well, what I'm doing is we are creating a whole group of cards, and I'm getting my friends, some famous people are coming on board. I'm not allowed to say the names, but some famous people. And you will be able to go to Real Greetings, R-E-E-L, realgreetings.com, and send greeting cards to people that are done with videos that are very funny. Like the one, like we just shot one about where it's a get well card. And you click on it and it says, oh, get well. Maybe I'll send this card to somebody. And you click on it, and there I am in my kitchen. And I go, hi, I'm Mr. Goldberg, a friend of your mother's, and I heard you weren't feeling well. You know what might make you feel better? How about two big fat balls? My mom's a ball. And then that video ends, and you write something underneath it and say, oh, dear, dear schmuck, I hope the hell you get better, or at least put me in the will of your dog. Bam. And then you send it off.
Sounds good.
Isn't that great?
JJ, thank you for the call.
Oh, thank you.
JJ, you're a doll, baby.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, sweetheart.
You know what's cool about this, Esther? You have this opportunity now to reach out to your friends on MySpace. They see your...
And I've gone to jail for doing that in the past.
Yeah, really? I mean,
right.
That's what this thing is. You're able to talk to them.
Alan, this is a wonderful thing because a lot of these people that I'm talking to... Well, JJ, I've spoke to once before, but everybody else that is online...
Oh, because her boyfriend was over in Iraq.
He's special forces. That's all we can say.
He's on just a pile of dirt somewhere over that part of the world.
Yeah, that's why I said that he's a speck of sand over there in the middle of everything. But no, JJ's boyfriend is over there, and he's a sweetheart. And I just that's how I met her, and she wanted to do this video, and so because it was a little special, and I decided that if I'm going to do this video for Brian on her MySpace page, I asked. I said, you know, I should do one for all the troops. So I did a free one that I posted on YouTube and MySpace. That was Happy Holidays to our boys and girls all over the world.
You're like the Bob Hope. You're like the female the Jewish female Bob Hope.
Thank you very much. I'll go over there. I'll go over there for those kids.
You should go over there.
I would go over in a heartbeat. And, in fact, I'd already been contacted by the USO. But you know what? I'm not famous, quite famous enough. But you wait.
Really?
6 years, we're going to burst out.
Well, Bill O'Reilly went over there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like
it. Yeah.
I went out of Bill O'Reilly fan on Block
Radio. You could tell like the excitement level went way down.
Yeah,
Bill O'Reilly.
Way down.
Can I just say he's an asshole. I can't stand him. You can't say that. And if I have my own radio, I'll say he's an asshole. I don't like him.
He's an asshole. You know, he used to have
Pat Robertson and that fat ass Jerry Falwell. We should put them all in a dinghy and put them like in the frickin' Suez Canal and go here, open season, shoot the little fat bastards. That's what we should do.
Yeah.
But we're not.
No, you can't. You have to
no,
nice
we can't.
People.
I am nice people, but I'm sorry when they're Christians and they spread hate. It ain't right. So anyway, don't get me getting philosophical here.
No, I don't want you to. Now, how many friends?
But it's okay, because I'll make it funny in the end.
How many friends do you have on MySpace?
I'm approaching 6,000.
6,000?
Yeah, but I don't ask for people. I don't go in and go, be my friend. People come to me.
Right.
And I've probably deleted about 2,000.
Oh, really?
Because they have these things called whore trains. You ever heard of them?
No.
A whore train. These kids do this. You know, and you know they're kids. You can't get mad at them.
Right.
But these kids, what they do is they have these little, it's like software that they get, and you whore yourself out. So you send your picture out, and you get everybody to attach themselves to your bulletin. So that everybody attaches, and you can get like 300, 400, 500 friends in an hour.
It's unbelievable.
But the kids.
Yeah, but
let them
it's
do
garbage.
It.
Let me ask you something. I mean, I know that, you know, you say you're listed as 73, and I told you.
Why do you want to bring up the age card, Alan?
No.
You know this is going to piss me off, Alan.
I thought you weren't even over 40, okay, based on looking at your picture. I'm sorry. I just happened to say that, and I don't
know. Well, it was shot through chicken wire, Vaseline, and some tissue paper.
Right. Yes.
I'm this biodegradable
garbage
from hell.
Thank God for the tissue paper.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, what I was going to say is for 70. Mm-hmm. No, let's not mention the age. But for someone let's say at a more advanced age, you are quite good with the computer. I mean, you're talking about downloads and floppy drives, hard drives, all kinds
of
stuff.
Well, look at Carol Channing. That bitch is still hoofing it at 90-something. So is Kitty Carlisle. She's still performing in New York City. Hello? Age doesn't mean anything. You can keep on learning, and that's what I try to tell. That's my message to the world. It's never too late.
It's never.
So many people get over the, that's retirement. That means we're supposed to stop living. Bullshit. If you never stop. Look at George Burns, the greatest people, some of the greatest old people that have ever lived.
Oh.
They lived into great, great, wonderful lives, and they had a blast because they never gave up.
George Burns.
Yes.
Yeah, what about, what's the guy, Hugh Hefner? Look at him. He's got three girlfriends. He's 80 years old. How did the...
God bless him, and he probably has major stock in Viagra.
Yeah, I was thinking...
But, you know, I mean, hey, girls, it's Playboy Mansion. Let's play horseshoes.
He can't get, you know, he must have some performance issues, doesn't he?
You know what?
Have you been to any Playboy parties?
I actually am being invited to the Playboy Mansion.
You are?
Yes, my friend Robert is one of the editors for Playboy. And they want me to come up.
Really?
In fact, I'm going to be doing, once I open on the Sunset Strip, the world is my oyster, Alan. They're, one of the big things they're actually trying to do right now is they want to try to get me, Britney Spears and Paris Hilton to go to a couple of clubs together.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
Oh.
It'd be like when the Gabor sisters were hot.
What do they need, chaperones?
Who?
Those Britney Spears in the
past? No, they just want me to go out and party with them.
So
I'm going to go out. I'll drink those bitches under the table.
Let's take another call. Let's see who's on.
Okay, hello.
850, you're on.
Hey, Alan. How you doing? This is Anthony.
Anthony, how are you?
I'm doing great. I saw that you had a... are you a comedian?
Of course she's a... Esther Goldberg?
Oh. No, I never heard of her. I saw that she moved from Washington to Los Angeles, and I kind of went through her website, and it's a great thing, and I saw how she sat down with these two black guys on the bench and just struck up a great conversation, and she just...
Oh, you
connected.
Saw that? Those are real homeless people.
Oh, I didn't have a whole bunch of time to go through it, but that, I mean, you're amazing.
Yeah, that was one of my crazy... I was doing viral videos before they were fashionable. Anthony, it was wild. There's a bunch more videos. Yeah, we shot that, and then there's... Did you see Puddin' Tang, the prostitute, that's in the front teeth? Anthony, you got to see Puddin' Tang, the prostitute.
Is that her real name?
Yes, I swear to God. I had to pee, and we made her sign a release. That's it. Red signs at Puddin' Tang. What's that, sweetheart?
You know where Puddin' Tang comes from.
Yeah, of course we know where the best thing comes from.
It's the best thing because they say, what's my name? They say Puddin' Tang.
Puddin' Tang, I'll tell you the same. And she says that on the video, if you watch the video.
Oh, not yet. I'll watch it.
You better watch it. It's one of the videos there where she talks about that. And she's sitting there with, I guess, her pimp or something. But anyway, and I found her. She was sitting outside a DuPont Circle. And I just started interviewing her because I would go out and do these interviews with people.
Oh, this is perfect. You know, Blog Talk Radio, you're going to interview all kinds of people on a Blog Talk Radio. There's no doubt.
I love this. I love connecting with these people. So, Anthony, where do you live, dear?
Baby, I am in Pensacola area, between Pensacola and Destin.
How did you find out about the blog radio tonight?
Well, I was online, of course, and I was going to, you know, call into the Alan Levy Show.
Uh-huh.
And I saw your personality on there, and I was like, well, I really got to call in tonight.
Aw, what's the sweetheart?
Anthony's on MySpace, and Anthony's a friend of Blog Talk Radio and good guy.
Well, add me, Anthony, and I'll add you, and I'll write you and send you fabulous sexual letters.
I can't wait.
Anthony, thanks for calling.
Bye, sweetheart. Thank you.
Be well. Be well.
This is so much fun, Alan.
Well, that's, yeah, hey, listen, we promise you nothing but fun here.
I know, and I can, like, do this and, like, I would have a blast, wouldn't I?
Yeah, no question.
You are doing it. You're doing it right now.
Oh, thank you, Annie. I just need some of that thump and bass music from those old porns. That would really get me in the mood. Oh, yeah, there she goes.
So what do you do for fun, I mean, apart from building websites?
I tip cows, Alan. I go out to farm country and tip cows. What do you think I do? I want
to
table.
When you tip those cows, are you wearing jeans or a dress or those high heels of yours?
Oh, I'm wearing this little. I have my little chaps. They're little rhinestone chaps. They're quite sexy.
Really?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Very much so.
Have you thought about Victoria's Secret as possibly a sponsor for your shows?
No, actually, Catherine's is one of my sponsors.
Catherine's, what are they?
Well, not sponsored. They were. I have actually gotten my new dress sponsor. Catherine's Dress Shops in Washington, D.C. used to supply me with all my outfits.
That's incredible.
Because I swear to God, Alan, these bitches would come in to see my show. They go, "We want that outfit she's wearing." And they would buy them. Is that a trip or what?
I see that down in Florida. Sometimes you see, you know, the ladies walking around the pools and they're showing off their outfits, and you can, you know, they're modeling, maybe like a runway model type thing. That, are you tall and lanky? I didn't really see your full body shot.
Yeah, I'm tall, I'm lanky, but I'm not showing my tits to people. No, I can't.
Yeah.
No. There's not a erector set big enough to give me support these days. Let me tell you something. They have to get crazy glue. They would have to get, no, ain't
gonna
happen.
Let me ask you a question. I didn't really want to get there with you, but are they kind of sagging? I mean, are you trying to manage through that, or is it difficult?
No, I'm doing pretty good. That's why I said I have a deal with Beverly Hills Plastic Surgeons.
Oh,
they got enough rubber bands to keep my ass going for another 20 years. Ew. Ew, wild. Oh,
I mean,
God.
I tell you, I haven't had this much fun in just an absolute long time. I have one or two other questions. Now, we didn't talk about children. I mean, you were married very briefly in your when your husband, of course, I don't want to, you know.
You want to bring the hours down, Alan.
I apologize.
Hold on for a second. Could you put an extra vodka in that thing? Go ahead, Alan. What?
Now, did you ever happen to have children, maybe out of wedlock?
Who would have what out of what?
Did you have children? I mean, or did
no, I never did.
You never did. How do you
I
feel about
born
that?
Born with my tubes tied. We don't want to talk about the fact that I never had children. My children are my MySpace children.
They are.
My children are my sister Rose's little brats. Oh God, she has some hateful freaking children. We'll get Rose will call in when I do my.
When
other
is Rose?
Show.
I'm really kind of shocked Rose didn't call in actually.
She will.
Maybe
she
we'll
will.
Do another show. Can we do another show and maybe we'll do it and, you know, we'll have Rose. We'll have some. I'd love to speak to some of your family members because.
Oh, Rose is a hoot. She smokes like 3 packs of Marlboro a day. She takes all the profits and sits in Atlantic City. I swear to God. She really does. It's
really? Is she?
Yeah.
Is she your manager?
Rose? No, my manager is that little twit, Michael.
Oh.
The one I don't ever see. Alan, are you paying attention?
Right, I'm sorry. That's your manager, right? Okay.
He's my little Colonel Tom Parker. You know how Colonel Tom Parker and Elvis were never in the same city at the same time.
How long have you had him as a manager?
Oh God.
Forever.
Oh, for at least 10 years.
10 years? Wow.
10 years.
Got to tell you, in this day and age, 10 years is a long time. I mean, that's
it is, but we don't
credit.
Talk.
You're very loyal. You're very loyal.
No, I'm not loyal. I'm stuck under one of those hard-ass Hollywood contracts he put me
on.
Oh, I can't get rid of him. I don't even want to go there. I've tried the biggest law firms in the world. They said, "You're screwed. You're screwed. You're screwed. You're screwed. You signed it all away."
I mean,
so we have a deal. We're never in the same city at the same time.
You couldn't find a nice. I mean, you couldn't find a good lawyer when you signed that agreement.
I trusted him.
You did.
He had the face of an angel. He did, and I believed him. I mean, I'll tell you this right now. He hasn't really screwed me. I just don't like him. I mean, he's making me a lot of money. He's making my career for me.
Right.
I just don't like him. So I mean, he gets on my nerves. So
is
we
there
have
any
this
chance
deal.
We could get him on one day? You know, maybe if you're out of town, we can get him?
Well, yeah, you could probably get him and me on at
the
same time.
But he's probably not even funny. He's probably, he's a manager.
Yeah, that's why we don't get along. He's
exactly.
Boring as hell.
Who needs, hey, listen.
Right, it's my star, not his.
Exactly. You have the
Thank you. You
have the spotlight here.
Thank you very much.
Listen, I have to say, this is quite an honor. We're kind of winding down. We have about a minute and a half left of this conversation, and you know, of course, this show is going to be archived, and we're going to play this out on MySpace page, right, Aim? We're going to post this on my show goes on our MySpace page, and
cool.
We could even provide you if you want a little piece of this.
You can do whatever you want, and I'll put it up
on your MySpace page. We give a little clip, a little. You know, it's been great.
So I'm going to have a connection to my show.
Right. So this could be a nice little entree. So we'll work with Amy. Amy-la.
Yeah, Amala. Amala, by the way, Amala. Oh, God bless. Are you a Shiksa?
So listen, it's tonight. What are you? We're gonna. What are you doing tonight? It's what, 6, 7 o'clock LA time.
I have this little. I have this cute little assistant coming over here to make me a lovely pasta dinner. Without the broccoli, because it gives me terrible gas, and there's not enough vino when I eat broccoli. It's just terrible. But yeah, I'm just having a nice little night. And then tomorrow I have rehearsals for my show. And then I've got the Zannel people. I got to deal with Zannel. And then they just got posters for my show. And just publicity, dear. Publicity.
Just more of the same. More of the same stuff.
Alan, thank you so much for allowing me
to
come on.
I really have to say, I enjoyed it thoroughly. I'm going to add you as one of my friends. And if you'll add me too, we'll do that. And
yeah, we'll talk about it. Just send the check. I'll add you. And of course I will. It costs money to be friends with Esther Goldberg.
Well, I'm glad. And
I'm kidding. And Amy, thank you, Amy. I'll be calling you.
Yes. Thank you. Call
Esther
me.
Esther, Esther, you know, keep going well. I mean, I tell you, things are working out so well for you, and good luck with your show.
We have so many February 9th. Thank you, Dawn.
February 9th, is that it?
February the 9th at the Comedy Store, the world-famous Comedy Store on Sunset Boulevard.
And everybody's got to check this out.
$25 and a two-drink minimum, and I'm worth every penny.
You are.
All right, darling. God bless you. Mazel tov. Shabbat shalom, and I shall talk to you later.
Very good. Love you, Esther.
I love you, too.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Amy, that was, you know, I got to tell you, she's a dynamic woman. You know, really phenomenal. And having a great time tonight. Esther Goldberg was my guest on the Alan Levy Show. I want to thank everybody for calling in. I want to thank everybody for joining me. And I look forward to seeing you next time. Have a good night.